disruption to be after I'm dead. Companies that don't let old models and past successes define who they are retain the potential to remain leaders and define the next era, and they are able to transition and grow through these turbulent times. Fostering and maintaining that potential requires world-class mental agility. So instead of resting on the momentum of its existing businesses, which are still growing, and trying to drive to improve profitability, Amazon is investing today in initiatives that may not pay back for years, if ever. The acquisition of PillPack by Amazon in June 2018 is an example of more offense. PillPack sorts a customer's prescribed medications by the dose and delivers them to the customer's door, implementing a customer-centric approach to both packaging and delivering. If you have many medications and either don't want to or are limited in your ability to physically get to a pharmacy, PillPack is a vast improvement on how any other pharmacy operates. Amazon doesn't need to enter the healthcare market now, but the company has taken this relatively small step and will figure out the business and how to leverage PillPack's capabilities and the state licenses to deliver pharmaceutical items, potential Whole Food pharmacies, as part of an overall strategy with many angles and business models. Why should I think like Amazon? Amazon Web Services, AWS, is the biggest of the on-demand cloud computing companies. It was also the first. However, this business did not originate from a disruptive strategy when it upended the traditional hardware and software industry procurement, licensing, and management model. That strategy came later. Instead, the business sprang from Amazon the retailer's need to scale its computing infrastructure. Here's how it happened. During the holiday season of 2003, we had challenges with website reliability during the busiest and most crucial time of the year. No bueno. Immediately after we wobbled through this holiday season, a task force was formed to address website scalability and reliability. This team decided to centralize computing infrastructure management. We were going to serve internal customers. Internal customers, it was discovered, are not demanding customers. Only external customers are truly demanding customers. Hence the edict to invert the infrastructure and offer it to external developers. We learned in a hurry that developers loved the on-demand capabilities. Just like that, the strategy of AWS was developed. Think of all the businesses Amazon is in today. Retail in almost every conceivable category, marketplace, cloud computing, movie and TV production, book publishing, smart speakers, devices such as Echo, Kindle, and Ring doorbells, logistics and supply chains, groceries, over 80 private label brands, and healthcare. Amazon is a conglomerate business that prides itself on being entrepreneurial, customer-centric, and low bureaucracy. Each of these businesses has external clients and could, conceptually, be an independent company serving other Amazon units as well as other companies and customers. Amazon manages this without drowning in countless layers of bureaucracy, largely because of its leadership principles and many of the ideas we will explore in this book. Of course, to think like Amazon is not solely about innovation. All of this is supported by fanatical, world-class operations. Relentless.com was the name registered by Bezos for his startup venture, and the web address still goes to Amazon.com. Relentless is Amazon's attitude about operational excellence. Amazon is one of five companies that Gartner lists as master in supply chain operations. Gartner has described Amazon as a bimodal supply chain organization, unique in both its ability to operate at scale and innovate. In 2016, Amazon had 80 patents in supply chain technology alone. The ability to both operate in a world-class manner and be a systematic innovator that is passionate about its customers. Isn't that what every CEO wants? This is why thinking like Amazon is vital. How to read Think Like Amazon. I've loaded this book with 50 and a half ideas. I'm not a big believer in massive transformation programs. The digital journey is about both company change and individual change. You must develop your own journey, be deliberate about the changes, and build new habits. You must simultaneously have